TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. A little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
If you know one thing about me, it's probably this, is that I love keeping up with the news from Abington Township, Pennsylvania.
I've always known that about TJ.
That's basically my identity, is newskeeper of Abington Township, Pennsylvania. This story is about an arrest that was made at a Dick's Sporting Goods. There were five teen girls accused of shoplifting up in there. And so while they were in Dick's apprehending the five teen girls, one of the girls is accused of kicking and biting the police officers. So do you know what that means?
No.
That she is accused of biting police officers in the dicks. Because you got to figure they don't have more than one Dick's in Abington Township, Pennsylvania.
No. I was worried.
So it's the Dick's.
The Dick's.
I was trying to work around. Like, was it biting the hand that feeds you? No, that's the cops. What is that?
No, bit in the Dick's.
Bit in the Dick's. Yeah. I should have gotten that. I should have gotten that one.
Kicking and biting police officers in the Dick's.
Damn. What a little psycho.
Love that. And I don't even know the other details of the story.
That's all
we need.
What a group of, that's not very feminine.
Very ladylike. That's not very ladylike.
Not at all.
They didn't teach you that at Cotillion.
They're 15 years old.
You ever been bit hard by somebody? Like out of anger, like bit you because they were.
No. Mm-hmm. Have you?
No.
Oh, just
but I see when police are struggling with people, like it's always getting close. Like, oh, she's trying to bite me.
Riggins, did you ever see any kind of a violent scene when you were working retail from people that were caught shoplifting?
The store manager got punched in the face.
Oh,
yeah. Trying to, I don't know what she was doing. I think she was following around a shoplifter or something, waiting on the, what do they call them? The loss prevention person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and got clocked in the face. Took a week off.
It was a female?
Yeah.
Was it a female that hit the manager?
I don't recall.
Okay.
I don't recall.
We were doing an event at, I forgot what the name of the department store was at the time. This was back when we were working and living in Huntsville, Alabama. It was like the high-end department store in the mall. And we were set up in the back at a table, and people were coming by and talking and registering for prizes and stuff. And there was a really, really pretty woman, young, who was shopping. And we looked up, and she pulled a walkie-talkie out of her purse and was talking into it as she was looking through the rack. And she was an undercover loss prevention officer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And it just looked like she was shopping, but she was following a woman around who was shoplifting.
She was.
Yeah. I think that's pretty exciting. But it didn't get violent or anything. She didn't have to, choke slam anybody.
The first time I ever saw that.
No matter how much I asked her to do it to me.
Keep choking.
I was in college. We were leaving this grocery store right by our college apartment. And as we were going through the lines, we were checking out. As we finished checking out, a guy came sliding by. He said, excuse me. And he's kind of slid by us real fast. Like, what is that guy's deal? And then I realized there was a woman walking by, and he slid behind us, and he slowed down and eased out. And he got, walked right up behind her within just a few feet. And as she went through the door, he paused, and he waited. And the minute her feet hit the asphalt off the sidewalk, whoom, he was on her. excuse me, ma'am. And he just apprehended her, shoplifter. He had to wait until she stepped off of the, whatever, out into the parking lot, technically. Both feet hit the parking lot, and he just was on her in a hurry.
Because if she's still in the store, she could always say, oh, I was going to pay for that.
Yeah.
I didn't leave. I was going to pay for that.
It was weird to watch because we saw him. He came behind us, and he kind of used us almost as a shield, like so she couldn't see him coming out. And he got right behind her and followed her. Then when she got close to the door, he paused long enough to let her clear the door. So she didn't feel any pressure or anything.
Yeah.
And then as he went through the door, she stepped out onto the parking lot. He just scurried over there. Excuse me, ma'am.
There was a lady, an old lady, in Troy Superfoods in Chopper's Village in Winfield, Louisiana, where I grew up. And they were just stopping to ask her a question. And she let her conscience get to her, and she just starts, I ain't gonna lie, I stole some swimps. I got some swimps.
Really?
And they were like, okay, that's not why we were stopping you. But oh. And she had them under her skirt, frozen shrimp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she pay for them, or did they call the cops or anything?
I think they probably just took them back.
Yeah, hey, listen.
But, I mean, are you going to want, to put those shrimps back in the freezer after they've been, in an old woman's ninny knack, as my wife calls it.
Crotch shrimp.
Is there an origin to this term ninny knack that you mentioned?
Who knows, Ace? My wife comes up with some stuff. I don't know.
Like, I want to know the backstory of how that came to be a part of her vocabulary.
And what was she? She was referencing somebody that had gotten out of a car with no drawers.
Or just somebody out here showing the world her ninny knack.
Showing
her ninny knack to the world.
I'm going to try to bring that up just casually in conversation. And then she came out, her ninny knack was showing. Like, what? Her ninny knack? She's got a lot of those.
Yeah, she does. I think sounds just hit her head, and she's just like, I'm going to say that.
My ninny knack.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wouldn't. But then again, this was back in the 80s and stuff, and people weren't so sensitive about germs and that kind of thing back then. They may have put those ninny knack shrimp back in the freezer.
Maybe. They were frozen. Right.
Well, mm-hmm. I hope they didn't.
I bet they were defrosting rapidly.
I know. That's what I'm saying. In Louisiana, humidity and a
crotch
and an old lady's ninny knack.
Yeah, this thing's we're not going to have a long shelf life.
Ugh, that's gross.
Swimps.
Yeah.
And you feel, I don't know why, but I feel bad for her because you know that she knew she was doing wrong, and she's like, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I just can't take it.
Do y'all like those frozen swimps as much as you do like fish sticks? Because they're in the same category, shrimps and fish sticks, frozen.
Sure. Yeah.
You like them better than or you like fish sticks better?
I like fish sticks better. Yeah. Fish sticks are better.
Yeah. You like fish sticks?
Because sometimes those little frozen shrimps, though, they can get, they don't defrost really well.
And, yeah,
like the ends might be more frozen. You just got to pitch those.
And sometimes it's, kind of like when you get sesame chicken from the Chinese place. A lot of times it's just mainly breading. Like there's barely any meat under all that breading. But how do they get it to stick? How do they get that thick of a layer of breading to stick to such a skinny little shrimp?
Yeah.
That's probably the stuff that gives you cancer, I bet. Probably. That's what it is. Whatever that magic ingredient is, that's what gives you cancer.
Yeah. I'm just going to break down and buy a bunch of fish sticks.
Even when
Saturday or something.
So, Rob, we were just talking about eating fish sticks the other day, and Rob said, I haven't had those in a minute. Had it been a while?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the last time I had them.
I couldn't tell you the last time I had them, but now when we go to the grocery store at the beach this weekend, we're getting some. Hell yeah, that might be my Sunday afternoon.
I don't know that I've had any since I've lived in my house in Fort Mill now. So at least almost 3 years.
It's a weird timestamp to give for fish sticks. I think it was since Katrina.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.